It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
A tostada is basically an open-faced crunchy taco. It's a fun twist on a Mexican classic. I have to give my sweet husband full credit for this beef tostadas recipe. Tacos and such are considered dad's specialties in our house. The kids look forward to the nights when their dad is in the kitchen cooking, laughing, and making a bit of a mess, and preparing one of their favorite dishes. Whether he is in the kitchen or am I, there are many things to love about this dish. First and foremost, it can be on the table in about 30 minutes from start to finish, something that is ideal for busy weeknights. Secondly, it uses economical, fast-cooking ingredients like ground beef. Lastly, I can sneak more vegetables onto my children's plates by adding toppings such as shredded lettuce, diced tomatoes, sliced avocado, and salsa. You can find tostada shells pre-made at the grocery, but I think they taste better when they are made at home. It's really simple to do. All you do is fry a corn tortilla until it is puffed and crispy, which only takes a minute or two. For best results when frying, heat the oil to 375 degrees. If the oil is not hot enough, the tortillas will not get crispy. My husband has come up with a great trick for assembling the tostadas. His special cooking technique is to spread the refried beans onto the tortilla like a shallow well. This keeps the other toppings from falling off. Ground turkey or even shredded leftover chicken can be easily substituted for the ground beef. For a vegetarian version, omit the meat and add grilled vegetables or sliced avocado. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.